Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Maybe a bye weekend for me, but I'm stocking up. Imports, domestics, microbrews. It's man cave time for this guy. Soft drinks, best in snacks. They roast their peanuts every day, and I love the pickle bar. Especially those barrel pickles. Man, I am a huge fan. That's Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Helmholtz Wharf. Another emotional moment today when the Sonata Sport had to be turned in.
Yeah, that thing would have been nice for long trips because it's got comfortable seats. You got the heated seats in the morning, and then you have all the accessory ports that I found out are 180-watt accessory 12-volt accessory ports. And Mark Lawrence claims that you can run a microwave off that. I'm not quite sure if that's correct. I don't know that I'd want to do it, but you have three of them in the vehicle, so you can charge your tablet, your phone, and then your kid's phone at the same time. Not to mention the fact that it has a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty, and that's bumper-to-bumper to boot. And if you have any problems along the way, roadside assistance will pick you up, take you where you need to be, and then very likely fix it for free as well.
If you were listening to his car report.
What a dandy car. What a bunch of dandy cars you've had from Sunbury Motors.
What might you get next?
We will be focusing on a certified Lincoln this time around. So we'll be talking about the many, many, I think there's 200 points that they will look at when certifying a pre-owned Lincoln so that you can have a like-new vehicle for a lot less.
Steve, you see what clean living does for you? Look at that. He's got a Lincoln coming up on the list.
A Lincoln, but the part that bothers me is that they've labeled Kevin as certifiable.
Yeah, well, we kind of knew that. Yes,
let me guess. There's a confused look on his face.
Yeah, right. He's just shaking his head, going, "I walked into that one.
I can't believe this." Orioles won 7-6 today. Another comeback in the eighth inning. You know, this is the issue with the Tigers. How do you think the Red Sox got to the World Series last year?
Beat the
bullpen. They beat the bullpen. That's how they did it. With the exception of the 1-0 game last year where Lackey beat Verlander and Napoli homered, okay, all the other games the Red Sox did great damage against the bullpen of the Tigers. Anibal Sanchez was brilliant in game one last year. Max Scherzer was brilliant in game two, but then bullpen came out, and that's when David Ortiz hit the grand slam to tie the game. Then they won it, and then they were able to win game three with the home run by Napoli, but then they were able to win 5 and 6 because of the bullpen. And this is where the Orioles are reaping the benefits of a Detroit bullpen that just is full of holes and just can't get key outs when they need it. It makes you wonder sometimes how they survived the regular season and won it with that pen.
I think the strategy was just to out-hit the other team and just pray and hang on.
And you can't win playoff games that way, Bob.
That's
you need
right.
to have obviously timely hitting's obviously important. Power hitting obviously is important. But you need to have good power pitching that gets you 7 innings. You need to have an 8th-inning guy that takes care of business. You know, the Pirates have that, for example, in Tony Watson. And then you have to have the 9th-inning and a guy that can close things out. And for Detroit, what has kept them from being an elite team that wins year after year after year in the playoffs is that their bullpen, again, is the underbelly of that team. And the Orioles, I mean, last night they won, 12-3? I mean, they did all that damage off the bullpen last night. Now you look at the Giants. They have a 1-0 lead on the Nationals. The Wainwright-Kershaw matchup, which I think is going to be awesome, takes place at 6:37 this evening. Oregon lost last night, so you're flipping. By the way, Kansas City, get this. 70% of the televisions in Kansas City were on the Royals-Angels game the final 15 minutes last night. 70%. Wow.
That is a market share and a half.
Yeah, yeah. And then you've got Oregon, of course, and Arizona, which I watched second straight year. Arizona's won over Oregon. Offensive line played Oregon tremendously last night. Marcus Mariota had no room to operate. Even a guy with 30-plus starts in his career will struggle when he is under duress like he was last night. And he's a fabulous quarterback that I think is going to be a really good pro. Dave in Sunbury joins us. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
How are you, Dave?
Okay, a little fact for you. Listening, first of all, to Kevin, the way he was doing that report about Shikalimi, he sounded like an auctioneer.
Hey, you got to make the most of your moments, you know? You got to get everything
Kevin,
in your moments.
Kev, let me give you the ground rules of the show. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're coming up on our fourth year of the show. Okay? We've got 2 hours. Dave, continue.
Well, remember he said it was the 18th year?
Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe for him.
Yes.
In 2 years, it'll be 50 for Shikalimi.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve said how many, Steve asked me how many I had seen, and I said 18.
No, that's not what I asked.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Asked
you
how
said...
many home.
Yeah.
No, I said how many homecomings at Shikalimi.
Yeah, 18 for me. I thought that's what you were asking me. I didn't realize you were asking how many have there been in the history of the school. I was looking at it from my own personal standpoint.
Was your name in the question at all?
No, I felt it was, though. I did.
You thought it was implicit.
Dave continues, because Dave obviously listens
back to
English.
That other thing about that guy from Philadelphia that gave him that report about the Phillies.
Well, I don't blame him for retweeting it because it's information that somebody's put out there because Yahoo Sports did the same thing with it. They ran the story with attribution, which is what Kevin did. So it's at least information to ponder. Now we get to find out whether or not it's accurate.
Yeah. Well, it's that, you know, you said you got, right now you don't have a dog in the fight.
Well, no. Maybe, Kevin gets disturbed that I'm not passionate enough about my teams.
Well, you can't do. They win and lose whether you're there or not. So,
well, Kevin doesn't think I talk enough about my teams on the show. He says he has people asking him who my favorite teams are.
Well, and I can tell you who your teams are.
Yeah, but I don't talk about them.
No, because your program is for the audience to invoke what their opinions are.
Right. See, let me tell you what I tell my class, Dave. I said one thing you have to do is that, and I asked them who their favorite sports are, you know, what their favorite sports are, teams, so forth, and they tell me that, so I have a good feel for it. And I said the one thing you have to do when you take a job is you have to check in your personal passions at the door. You have to really find out what makes your market tick. You may not be somebody who follows a lot of NASCAR, but say you're working in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well,
you better figure out NASCAR pretty fast.
Yeah,
because they're not going to care. They're not going to care that you love the Flyers. If you work in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you better figure out about New Mexico football and basketball and also the importance of ballooning in New Mexico. Which, you know, it is. It's a passionate.
Huge.
Ballooning is huge in New Mexico. Nobody here cares about it. But, you know, the guys that set all the records from around the world are from Albuquerque. Right? And so it's every area has its own likes and dislikes. I grew up in New England. I am not going to bore the audience with stories about the Red Sox unless they happen to be the team like last year in the World Series playing the Cardinals, where no matter who's in the World Series, we're going to break it down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to do. Kevin says, you're a Giants fan. You never talk about the Giants. How much do you want me to talk about the Giants in an Eagles-Steelers area? Doesn't make any sense to do that.
Well, I don't get to say too much because I root for 90% of my teams are in different time zones.
Yeah, you're a Dodger fan, and
Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah. Les Habitats. Les Habitats. Jean Beliveau, Yvonne Cornwell.
Beauty.
Larry Robinson. Larry Robinson. You know? Patrick Waugh.
Yeah.
Rajon Uhl.
Patrick Waugh. His name looks like Roy.
Yeah, Patrick Waugh. So there you go.
Yeah, somebody said to me, well, that's Roy. It's Patrick Waugh.
Claude Lemieux, the great overtime goal scorer, Claude Lemieux. In fact, the Buffalo Sabres just drafted his son, as a matter of fact, in the second round. Yep.
So I said, I went back to that thing, because I told him about baseball once as well. But that's a good matchup between him and Adam Wainwright.
Oh, no, that is the pitching matchup right there. The guy that started the All-Star game versus the guy that was 21-3. Pretty good.
I mean, you don't get much better than that. Well, I hang up and listen, guys?
Dave, all right, thanks so much. All right.
Dave's a Canadiens fan. Wow.
I think he's shocked I knew who all the Canadian players were.
Yeah.
From years gone by.
Le Rocket. Richard.
Oh, Henri Rocket Richard.
I know. And
it was Maurice Rocket Richard and Henri the Pocket Rocket Richard.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Maurice Rocket Richard and Henri Pocket Rocket Richard. You had Frank Mahovlich, who then eventually went to Toronto. You had Peter Mahovlich.
These things. Well, growing up in Connecticut, I would think you would have had a little bit of exposure when they played Boston.
Loved hockey. Love it. I love hockey today. I'd rather watch the hockey playoffs than the NBA playoffs. Yeah, love the speed, the passion, everything that goes with it. Kevin's into curling. I'm into something that moves.
And, Steve, just a quickie on this. I think the Penn State hockey season, didn't they just have their press day?
Just had their press day. They start next week. And, in fact, in 2 weeks, they're in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah.
Road trip.
Oh, I wish. It'd be nice to drive. I'd love to go up there sometime. I've never been there. All right, let's take a break. The Orioles won 7-6 today, lead the best of 5, set 2-0. The Giants have now jumped out on the Washington Nationals, a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning in game one at Nationals Park as they put a run on the board in the third inning. That was knocked in by Panic, the second baseman, as he was able to knock in Ishikawa, the former Pirate who started. Ishikawa was the Pirate's starting first baseman this year on opening day. Kevin knew that. He's feeding me all this info.
Huh?
Exactly. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
You patiently waited through the winter, spring, and summer for the pre-owned blowout sale of the year.
Well, your wait is over.
Sunbury Motor Company has annihilated the pricing of their entire pre-owned inventory. Save up to $6,000 off Carfax recommended pricing on over 350 used vehicles on one site. Go to www.sunburymotors.com to see everything you need to know about your next pre-owned vehicle. Look for Jeeps, Toyotas, Nissans, Hondas. Virtually any make is on sunburymotors.com. 350 vehicles, all priced lower than comparable models elsewhere. Value your trade on sunburymotors.com. Get pre-approved on sunburymotors.com. Or just show up to claim your savings on your next pre-owned vehicle. Sunbury Motors has 99 years of selling quality pre-owned vehicles. That's sunburymotors.com. Hurry before someone else gets your savings.
Imports, domestics, microbrews. They roast their peanuts every day. Great snacks, great soft drinks. Pickle bar, second to none. What am I talking about? Oh, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Corey and the gang will make sure you are taken care of for the weekend. Stock up for the man cave now. It's a bye week, and I'm not moving. How about that one?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Finally, a Saturday to relax. You can watch, what is it, Alabama and Mississippi's a big game tomorrow.
That's Ole Miss down at the, hey, I'll tell you, the Grove will be hopping, okay? The Grove will be hopping. Mississippi State's got Texas A&M. Big day for Mississippi football in that state.
You could never say that before.
No, you got Michigan State, and you got Nebraska at East Lansing. I'm going to watch Michigan at Rutgers because I've got to see Michigan play. And, of course, they're going to play against a team I already know about.
So that ought to be – I think that's going to be – I think Rutgers may just have the edge tomorrow.
Rutgers is really good in the trenches. They're very good up front with their defensive front. We know Michigan's having trouble with the two offensive tackles. That's a big issue for them right now. Rutgers also has a combined 119 starts among their offensive linemen. It's a better offensive line. The problem they have now, I like Peoples as a running back. You know, quick. He's quicker than Paul James. But what made Peoples effective is that James would kind of beat teams up a little bit with his between-the-tackle style, and then you bring in Peoples' little dart and dash. Well, that's great if you can do that for like 8 to 12 carries a game as opposed to having to do it for 20 to 25 carries. Okay?
And just James, you know, out for the season with, what, is an ACL?
Yeah, torn ACL. It's too bad. You know, that kid was a walk-on. And Oregon lost last night. Arizona second straight year beat them. Did so at Autzen Stadium. Big loss for Oregon. Problem, offensive line last night. Injuries, had to go with guys that weren't first-string guys. Mariota was under duress all night long. They couldn't get their running game going. Last 31 games, Oregon is 27-0 when scoring 30 points or more. They are 0-4 when scoring less than 30 points. Kevin sets me up with a lot of stats.
Well, he's got all the, he's the stats guru, but it's for the Shikellamy Central Mountain game tonight, which he'll be on the air in 2 hours and 4 minutes from right about now.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready.
You are. Hay's in the barn, so to speak, right?
Right.
Sure.
And Steve,
hay's in the barn?
Well, yeah, that's a new one to me, and I grew up in the country.
Well, no, that means is everything's prepared.
Ah.
A quick story for me. In law school, I always, when we came to final exam times, I always sat next to this great guy from Shamokin named Tommy Vanasky. Tommy was a little All-American at Lycoming College, tried out for the Philadelphia Bell of the World Football League.
Yeah, and then joined and played for them.
And yeah, and his dad told him from Shamokin that if you ever do that, because he didn't tell his dad apparently, you're going to have the wrath of God come down. You're going to law school. And so I'd sit next to Tommy, and I'd say, have you studied hard for this exam? And he'd nod, and I'd say, I hope so, because I have not put in the books. He always would say, the hay's in the barn, which meant he was ready. His name he goes by now is Thomas Ignatius Vanasky, Chief Judge of the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit of the U.S., one heartbeat away from the Supreme Court. That was my law school buddy from Shamokin. And he always said, Steve, the hay's in the barn. He graduated number one in the law school class. Needless to say, I didn't come in number two or number three. Just close enough.
Wow.
Yep, there it is. So the hay's in the barn.
Wow. That's okay. Edison didn't graduate from college. All right, so he survived.
And then he built a hotel in Sunbury.
Absolutely. I love going there. Fabulous.
I don't know
All
if
right.
he built it, per
well,
se,
I'm just
but
kidding.
He did light it.
He did light it up. And
yes, he did.
And it was in, do you know, Steve, that it was in the Buhner family? The Hotel Edison.
Was it really?
Truthfully, yeah. Wow. My brother Jack and his then wife owned it for quite a few years. The Hotel Edison.
Wow.
Yes, they have all the. They have an incredible collection of Thomas Edison memorabilia that obviously he didn't make while he was in college.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Little known facts.
Wow.
nothing to say after that.
Who could?
Yes.
But Kevin's all set tonight. Central Mountain, Shikellamy, head-to-head, 48th homecoming at Shikellamy High School, but only the 18th for Kevin.
Yeah.
In 1967, 66, they had a very small homecoming because that would have been the first technical homecoming.
Right.
They only had one graduating class. I'm interested what was done at that particular homecoming. Did they have a homecoming for Sunbury High School and Northumberland at the same time?
Yeah, that was part of the time while Norrie and Sunbury were still not really
right.
happy with the merger. And
yeah. I'd be interested to find that out. I may have to ask the coach that later tonight.
He would know.
I'm trying to think if I'm interested. All right.
As you always tell me, be prepared for everything.
Were you prepared for me to say that?
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, I was.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, the biggest mistake that the Phillies have made in the last 5 years was probably, to me, the trade of Hunter Pence. I think that was a mistake beyond words that changed the dynamics of their lineup. Well, Hunter Pence has scored a run. Base hit, stole a base, and Brandon Belton knocked him in. It's 2-0 Giants, bottom of the fourth. They've touched up Steven Strasburg for 6 hits so far. Jake Peavy has not given up a hit. But I think if you want to pick a point where the Phillies made a huge strategic mistake on roster, it was the day they traded Pence for 4 prospects, not one of whom has sniffed the major leagues.
I was just going to say, not one of which has ever stepped foot, I don't think, on Citizens Bank Park soil.
But you take a power-hitting outfielder who plays hard, that, by the way, you gave away capital to get. I mean, you gave away prospects to get him. And to me, he was part of the centerpiece as a younger player moving forward. That would be an important part of what you're doing. And then they trade. I thought to me, when I saw them make that trade, I thought, okay, then there have to be other shoes dropping here. You don't make a move like that. It's a move that from moment one never made sense to me. It has made the Giants a better team, a championship team, and the Phillies since the trade have been a team that has fought an uphill fight to see if they can get to the Mendoza line. Today's show being brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestic, microbrews. Stock up for the weekend. Best in soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts every day. And, of course, the pickle bar. We love the pickle bar. I am a huge barrel pickle guy, especially when they're from Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Kevin's going Lincoln on us next week. A certified Lincoln from our great friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. When I look at the Phillies and the downturn of the Phillies, I look at that trade as a major moment in the downturn of the Phillies and the missing piece that got the Giants on track. And here he is. Pence, the first 5 months, was having an MVP-type season. He slumped badly in September, was able to get a hit against the Pirates, another hit today, so maybe started to recapture what he had in the opening 5 months. But Pence has been a big reason why. You put him and you plug him in. He is the quintessential number 5 hitter in a lineup for a team. He's not a cleanup hitter. He's not a 3 hitter. He's the perfect number 5 hitter. That's where the Giants have him. You know, he's there and then Belt's behind him. It's really interesting when you look at, you know, the Giants have won 2 World Series, 10 and 12. in this decade, and Pence has been a big reason why they've had success of late.
Plays hard in the field and a real fine arm to boot. He's a pretty complete player, and you know, you have to ask the question, why hasn't Ruben Amaro, as the manager or general manager of the Phillies, paid the price for that really incredibly terrible deal?
It was a deal I never understood from day one. I mean, I looked at the prospects they got, and I said to myself, really? I mean, I don't see it. And you know how I feel about dealing for prospects. We got four prospects. Big whoop-de-doo. You know, I want established players that have been around the block in the league. I don't want to roll the dice on prospects. I got plenty of them in my own system.
Yeah.
What do I need yours for?
It's just so important to win that Triple-A championship, I guess, is just absolutely silly. And that was a terrible trade, no question.
Well, remember, they gave up prospects to get him.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes. Here's a guy that in 2011, the Phillies acquired him. Okay. And in the last 54 games of the year, that year he had 11 home runs and drove in 35. I mean, he had a .297 season that year. Fabulous. And then he gets off to the start with the Phillies in 2012. He was the one guy in that lineup that was doing something. He had 17 home runs, knocked in 59 at .271 in 100 games. That's pretty good. Then he gets traded to the Giants, and he's the missing piece in their 2012 run to the championship. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I never got it. I don't understand why, you know, they gave up all those prospects to get him, which I was all for. I thought, great move. He's the guy everybody wants. There's a reason why everybody wants him. And then they gave up after 155 games, they gave up on him and traded him. They're like, what the heck are you doing?
Why are the people and fans of the San Francisco Giants smiling so much every time they hear the name Philadelphia Phillies?
I know.
Yeah. Just very happy about those Phillies. Hey, Steve, Kevin and I were talking during the break. We want to send a special shout-out to one of our regular listeners, Doug from Wellsboro, and here's why.
Hey, Doug.
There's a special huge game in Northeastern Pennsylvania high school football tonight. He's from Wellsboro. The Wellsboro Hornets, undefeated, averaging 52 points a game, giving up in five games a grand total of 6 points, play their arch rival, their nemesis, the team from Troy, who is the defending District 4 champions, also undefeated, averaging about 45 points a game and giving up about 3 or 4 points a game. I have a feeling the game, I think, is at Wellsboro tonight. Is it not, Kevin?
I believe it is. I'm not 100%, though.
I would predict that at 4:42 in the afternoon, the stadium is packed as soon as the gates are open, if they're not already open. This is a huge battle in District 4, but it actually statewide implications. And, these are two not very large towns, but have just really outstanding football teams. They played last year. It was a wild one. So, Doug, if you're listening out there in Radio Land, a shout out to you, our friend.
Yeah, that's a game. That game is in Wellsboro.
One of the most beautiful, picturesque village towns in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Oh, no, Wellsboro's gorgeous.
Oh, man, it really is.
Wellsboro's gorgeous. Should be quite a game.
Yes.
Should be quite a game. That'll be, we have, of course, four games on the Sunbury family of stations tonight. Looking forward to that.
Guess who checked in?
Of course, Central. Doug. Dougie, talk to us. I mean, you've got your own segment now, man.
All right, here we go. The unknown fact is we don't have stands. How's that?
You don't have stands?
No, a couple years ago they did a thing where they condemned our old stands. So until the new stadium gets built or stands get built, all we have is lawn chairs and a hill.
That's okay, old school watching the game now.
What's the progress on getting stands then? How's the fundraising going?
It's going. A couple of practice companies got involved. You know,
yeah, okay.
So it's okay. It's going. Hey, I'm glad you guys brought up the Wellsboro team. It's actually been 2 years in the coming. 2 years coming. The quarterback for Wellsboro. I mean, our town up here, of course, is 3,000 packed. You know,
mm-hmm.
So we don't have the population base that you guys have down there that way. But
right.
our quarterback, they did the 7-on-7 camp this summer, and they actually represented the Bills in Indianapolis. They actually won it, and they went against a lot of Division 1A guys going to Wake Forest, a couple guys going to Florida State. They got killed out there, but this competition they saw out there this summer has really paid off. And the whole key to it has been our quarterback. He actually has gotten looks by Purdue. They were kind of interested in him, but mm-hmm. I don't know how it's going to go tonight. It's going to rain and be windy up here tonight, so I'm not sure what's going to go happen.
I assume because there are no stands that it will be an absolute standing room only crowd then.
Everybody's lined up. That's where I'm headed right now. Everybody's already had a dare at home coming too. So
they've only given up 6 points defensively this year. Isn't that right, Doug?
Yeah, but you got to be careful, Kevin. I mean, because they played like lesser teams. They've played. You got to look at the schedule and see actually who they've played. This is going to be the first real test tonight.
Well, I mean,
My goodness, Doug. Hold on, Doug. What I'm laughing about is that you sound like me talking to him.
Well, no, I mean,
You got to be careful. You got to be careful, Kevin. It's like, Doug, it's like you've picked up on everything I think.
No, I realize they have three tough tests coming up in Troy, probably Wyalusing, and North Penn.
Right. North Penn is actually the sleeper up here. Yeah,
right.
If you want to, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but Kevin knows this better, but if you look, North Penn is actually the sleeper up here. So, you know, but again, our population up here, it's us and the deer. So we don't have much to draw on.
And you're outnumbered at that. Right.
And we're outnumbered by the deer and the bear, so.
I think that's great, though. I'm glad everybody's going to go tonight.
Hey, Steve, I was going to wait and call you at the end of next week, but are you going to practices every night for Penn State?
Yeah, but they're not practicing tonight, tomorrow, and they gave them yesterday off, too.
Right. Okay, at the end of next week, I want to know, how are they going to help out this offensive line? They don't have any other guys to put in. Position changes are kind of out the window. They're not going to play Wendy Laurien in there. So it's got to be scheme or something. So let me know next week what you see in practice. I know you can't tell us details, but I've got to have something to look at in Michigan to see changes.
Let me give you at least a slice of perspective on last week. I thought that as last week went, and I told Jack this before the game, I said, I hope they survive this game. And he said, what do you mean? I said, I sense that they might be tired. And as I watched the first quarter play out, it's almost like I saw my worst fears play out. And I think that, that's why I said before the game, that the bye week, I said, if they're 5-0 and they hit the bye week, I said, I'm going to tell you it's awesome they have the bye week. Well, they're 4-1, and I'm telling you it's awesome they have the bye week. I think that after a tough preseason, traveling to Ireland, playing the game in Ireland, traveling back from Ireland, playing right away the next week, playing a road game right after that, I think that that took a lot out of a lot of young players. And plus, after a while, people catch up with your game a little bit, and I think it's given them a chance to sit back and check out exactly what they're doing, how teams are reacting to it, and maybe where they can find some vulnerabilities. Also, to allow this team physically and mentally to be fresh again to go into the next game.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, the bottom line is they're average at best. They struggled against Akron, everybody.
Yeah.
So, I'm not blind to it.
Right. I mean, is this different, Doug, from anything I've said since April? I said since April, every game was a mystery, And I think I've been pretty straight with everybody about what they have and what they don't have. And that's why you notice I've never done the pie in the sky thing. They were winning each week, and I was like, okay, Let's see what they've got this week, because I know where the deficiencies are. And right. I've tried to be at least... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's going to take 2 to 3 years to fix this. I mean, that's just the way it
Agreed.
Is. So, I mean, we just got to hold on for the next 2 or 3 years till recruiting gets rolling, and, you know, things will take care of themselves.
Because it's interesting you say that, Doug, because, you know, Kirk Herbstreit felt it would take 10 years for Penn State, and this is initially, not lately, okay, but it would take 10 years for Penn State to somehow recover from this. The fact they've been able to keep their head above water, I think, has been remarkable. The fact that they still have their head above water right now is remarkable. For them to be a real player on the national stage, I'm with you. It's going to take a couple more recruiting classes to do that and some growth and maturity of those recruiting classes to make it happen. I think you're spot on.
Okay. Well, if you just let me know at the end of next week what you see, that'd be great. And so,
yeah,
go Hornets.
No, I will. yeah, there you go. Go Hornets, Doug.
Go Hornets.
Get him, buddy.
Doug, I got a quick question for you before you go.
Yeah, yeah.
The quarterback's name, I've been trying to work the pronunciation. Is it Pietropola?
Petropola.
Okay.
Petropola.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to find out, because I'll tell you what, this kid has some impressive numbers. Just short of 5,000 career passing yards, is somewhere near 60 touchdowns and only 18 interceptions, and he hasn't thrown an interception yet this year.
I actually know the kid pretty well. We play a lot of pickup basketball with him up here. I actually know the kid pretty well. He's the last 2 or 3 years. His dad used to play at IUP, and he's worked with him. They've really hit the weightlifting program up here, and he really has taken to it. And that, like I said before, Purdue actually came around and wanted to look at his tapes and things like that. I don't know and have any idea where he's going to end up, but he's the whole key to everything. I mean...
Yeah.
Doug, thanks to you, everybody this way now has better insight on this really good game in the Northern Tier than anyone else will ever have down through here. We owe you one, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, hey. Anytime.
So, Doug, hey. Get your lawn Doug. Chair and head out.
I'm headed that way now, man.
Tell everybody up there we said hi, okay? I mean, really. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Doug. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKBK.
Looking for comfortable, cost-effective heat? Look no further than Kohl's Hardware and Eden Pure Heaters. The Eden Pure Gen 4 infrared heater produces clean, economical heat and has no exposed heating elements that can cause a fire, making it safe for use near children and pets.
The Eden Pure Gen 4 heater saves you money. Eden Pure Heaters provide heat only where and when it is needed. The Eden Pure's power and portability deliver ultimate comfort, making it warm and cozy from head to toe, anywhere in your home.
The Eden Pure Gen 4 heater comes with a 3-year warranty and is manufactured in North Canton, Ohio.
If you're looking for an efficient, cost-effective, and safe source of heat, visit the knowledgeable professionals at Kohl's Hardware for expert guidance every step of the way.
Eden Pure and Kohl's.
Check out the sale prices in our new circular at kohlshardware.com and sign up for the exclusive online offers year-round. We're right around the corner, right here in your hometown. Come on home to Kohl's, your home for Eden Pure heaters.
Eden Pure and Kohl's.
Kohl's Hardware.
Come on home to Kohl's.
When you're exploring the great outdoors, you don't want anything holding you back. That's why Honda built the all-new Pioneer 500 SXS. It has two-person capability and a more compact package. It's 50 inches wide, so you can access trails most SXXs can't. Plus, it fits in the bed of a full-size truck. It has paddle shifters, four-wheel drive, and a wide selection of Honda accessories, all at an affordable price. So have fun out there on the all-new 2015 Pioneer 500. For your safety, read the owner's manual. Wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
If you want to know what's happening in Harrisburg and across Pennsylvania, then you need to check out PAMatters.com. Video, audio, news article features, and reporter blogs will keep you in touch with your lawmakers at the state capitol. Every month, we bring you an exclusive conversation with Governor Tom Corbett as he answers your questions submitted through PAMatters.com. Bookmark PAMatters.com today. We're also on Facebook. Click like and join in the conversation on the PA Matters page. PAMatters.com. People, politics, Pennsylvania.
Here's a bright idea. Why not use light to carry billions of bits of data per second, making network connections hundreds of times faster and much more reliable? That's just what Penteladata's fiber optic network does. And we've invested in over 9,000 miles throughout our communities, connecting schools, banks, healthcare networks, and even wireless towers that enable your smartphone to be, well, fiber network. See the light with Penteladata, your recommended source of fiber.
Would you trust a blocked artery?
to a plumber? Then why trust the health of your network to outdated technology? Connect at the speed of light with Pentella Data's state-of-the-art true fiber optic network, offering the smartest, most reliable data connections to keep operations running stronger than ever before. That's why more doctors and business professionals trust their company to Pentella Data. When choosing a provider, get a second opinion. You'll be glad you did. Pentella Data, your recommended source of fiber.
Oktoberfest is coming to the Sunbury Social Club. Lederhosen optional. You're invited on Saturday, October 18th from 1 till 6, rain or shine. There's only a $5 cover and you can park for free. Enjoy German food, polka music, games and entertainment, and new this year, carriage rides. It's the most fun you'll have this side of Munich. Don't miss the third annual Oktoberfest at the Sunbury Social Club, Saturday, October 18th from 1 till 6, rain or shine.
Even the listeners are telling you to slow down.
I'm excited.
Yeah, Doug from Wellsboro, when he signed off, he said, hey, Kevin, slow down.
Petropole. I'm just happy that I got a pronunciation. I'm good now.
So in other words, when Shikalimi plays them, what day do you play them?
I don't think they will, but they could be in the AA playoffs, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure I was prepared.
Yes. Do you remember the episode of Taxi where Reverend Jim was taking the test to become a taxi cab?
And what does yellow mean?
Slow down.
What does...
Yep. You've got that Reverend Jim impression down pretty good. Slow down.
Good one.
I don't have to take this abuse. There's hundreds of people waiting to abuse me.
And, yeah, they're all at Shikalimi Stadium right now.
Hey, tonight, if you want to abuse Kevin, do the wave. First quarter, 10 minutes in. If they do this, I'll laugh.
That's one thing I will say. I've never seen the wave at a high school game. I have to admit that. I've never seen the wave done at a high school game.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't exactly go around in a circle.
Well, at Mount Carmel, it goes around in half a circle anyway.
Yeah. At the famed Silver Bowl.
You could almost do it at Lewisburg.
At Christy Mathewson, a little gap down in the end zone, both end zones.
Where the shrubbery is waving.
And, Steve, you get to actually relax for a weekend in a kind of nice way.
I can tell you in no uncertain terms, I'm doing nothing.
Exactly.
Okay. Although there was one request sent to me, I think we should look at granite countertops. I'm like going, oh. I'm like, really?
Start without
Are
me.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on. I know I have to do some interviews for the football story for the TV side on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I will be hitting a golf course at some point. I thought about tonight, but it looks rather ominous out there.
I think I would stay away from it tonight. Safety. Otherwise, all of a sudden, you end up becoming a groundskeeper in Caddyshack.
Yeah.
I don't think the heavy stuff's coming around for quite some time yet.
Tomorrow? No. I have nothing tomorrow. I have nothing except for that 1 hour worth of interview. I'm supposed to interview C.J. Alanian, Mike Hall, Christian Hackenberg, and Deshaun Hamilton Sunday. Supposed to sit down with each one of them for about 10, 15 minutes and talk with them. After that, that's the only thing I have scheduled for the weekend. As for Michigan, I already did all the preparation on the Michigan game, except for updating whatever stats they have from the Rutgers game. So I'm way ahead of what I'm supposed to do, what I need to do.
So, well, let me know if you need a wake-up call tomorrow. Whatever the time, I should be able to give it to you.
Or a caddy.
There will be no wake-up call, my man. Everyone will be off and dark.
Phone power off.
It is the first weekend I've had off since the first week of June.
Yes. You've really done double duty right now just until recently, and gee. Kick back, Steve.
I enjoy, but No, I enjoy it very, very much. I haven't had an off weekend since the first weekend of June, so I'm going to do nothing tomorrow. Zero, zip, nada.
Sounds like Kevin.
Hey, Doug, can you text me scores from the Wellsboro game?
Not a bad idea.
I'm going to Brewers Outlet. I'm going to stock up.
Hey,
it's the weekend. Reagan Street and Sunbury Beverage Supermarket. We had a great week, a fun week. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you on Monday.